Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Hey guys, your intro to your segments really sucked. Childish, unprofessional, a lot of yelling and screaming. How about growing up, eh?
Howard Simon. Jeremy White.
Whee!
On WGR.
High five and slapping butts.
Sports Radio 550.
I was going to say, childish, yelling, screaming. President accounted for. All right, we move into hour number four. Jeremy's off. He'll be back tomorrow. We have some football to talk about. By the way, thank you for all the tweets I'm getting about Yacht Rock. We'll get to that before the segment is over because I need it. Someone actually described exactly what it's all about. So thank you. But let's go to the Western Hotline. We'll talk about the NFL, the Bills, the division, all sorts of cool storylines as we get ready for the 2021 season. We are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Armando Salguero. And insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Armando, it's Howard and Brayton. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Childish, making me feel at home. Very, very great.
No. You're probably more responsible. Childish, yelling, screaming. Well, no, you know, you're a print guy that does, obviously, radio. So, yeah, I guess you could be childish and yelling and screaming.
Just ask my wife.
There you go. It's, you know what? It's, we prefer to say, Armando, instead of saying it's childish, we're staying young. That's the way I look at it. We're just staying young.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's the ticket.
That's it. Hey, I want to go through the division first, Armando. And, you know, you're down in South Florida, so you have a lot of insight on Miami, which we'll get to. But, you know, your thought, let's start with the Bills. Most people figure they're, you know, the favorite in the division. Give us your thoughts. You've been around this division, this league, watching the Bills for a long, long time. I mean that as a compliment. But what are your thoughts on the Bills this season?
Well, they have the best quarterback in the division, maybe the best or second best in the conference and really in the entire NFL at this point. So that makes them a team to be reckoned with right off the bat, regardless of everything else that's around them. The thing about the Bills is there's a lot of good stuff that's around them, and I don't have to tell you guys that. They believe that they've had a pretty good draft. I kind of believe that they've had a pretty good draft. They got a guy from the University of Miami in the first round, so he's going to be a player, if not right away, eventually, because obviously Greg Rousseau is a work in progress, as most rookies are. The rest of the division, who are the quarterbacks that are going to challenge Josh Allen? I'm waiting for that name because there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know if Cam Newton is healthy and back to 2015 Cam Newton. We don't know if Tua Tagovailoa in Miami is going to play like a second-year guy making a leap from being the number five overall pick last year. And in New York, you know, every quarterback that they draft is the next Joe Namath, except that they're not. And so we'll see if Zach Wilson is that guy or not. But, you know, my guess is he's going to have some growing pains throughout the coming season.
I mentioned, you know, you're based in Miami. You have covered the Dolphins for a long time with the Miami Herald. What are you seeing so far? I know it's training camp, but how does Tua look? What are you seeing? What do you expect you might see in year two from him. Will he start every game if he's healthy?
Right. No, he is the starter, and I expect to see improvement. Well, they expect to see improvement because they're talking about players in their second year. They make a big leap, and Tua, you know, now has more weapons around him, an offense that is basically catered to him as opposed to last year when the offense was catered to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's got more experience. But, you know, improvement is one thing. Elite is a whole three levels above improvement. And that's what he would need to be for the Dolphins to really, you know, matter on a postseason, deep into the postseason type of scale. And I don't think that we're there yet. He looks good in practice, but, you know, it's not like training camp practices are the end all. He knows he's not going to get hit. He knows what the defense is going to do. It's scripted. And, oh, by the way, you know, the idea of he's walked it through 5 minutes before. So we'll see when the so-called bullets start flying for real if he feels like, you know, he is a guy that can withstand NFL pressure. Last year, at times, he kind of wilted at that. And so there's a lot of uncertainty yet with Tua. There's promise, but uncertainty.
On that note, let me ask you this. And again, it's going to be hard for you to answer this question because there is a legal side of this that has yet to play out. But, you know, I mean, there's been plenty of talk about Deshaun Watson. He's like fourth-string quarterback in Houston. What's going to happen? Is he going to be traded? What about, you know, the Dolphins? How would they be interested? Would you see them try and make a move if indeed teams feel comfortable trading for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, when you led the question with the legal side,
you knew what was coming, right?
I knew it was either going to be Deshaun Watson or O.J. Simpson.
Not likely O.J., yeah.
Yeah, so the Dolphins had every intention of being in the Deshaun Watson Derby before all the allegations came out and before, obviously, the Houston Texans were really serious about trading Deshaun Watson. At this point, they will, you know, make the calls, do the due diligence. But I'm not sure that they're going to be leading the pack trying to trade for Deshaun Watson. Maybe if the calls go exactly the right direction and the right way, maybe if the legal matters settle more or less in the right way. I'm saying more or less because there's no way it's going to be wonderful for Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. It just isn't. Not when you have, you know, what is it, two dozen women out alleging misconduct of a sexual nature. So that's just rough. Hmm. It's a bad look for Deshaun. But I think the Philadelphia Eagles will be interested for sure.
When you look, Armando, I wanted to talk to you about the top stories going into the season. And I think one of them, no matter what, was going to be Indianapolis. And what could Carson Wentz do with the Colts after the nice run they had last season? That story doesn't change, actually. It just takes on a different twist because of the injury. So in your opinion, when we get going in September, what do you think are some of the most interesting storylines that will be there at the start of the season or storylines to follow?
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, everyone is going to be looking to see if Tom Brady can do it again. And here's a hint. Don't doubt the dude because he'll make you, like, eat your words. And everyone is thinking, or a lot of people are thinking, that the Tampa Bay Bucks, who basically reloaded with their lineup, are going to be a little bit better than they were last year because they've been together longer now. So that's one thing. The Kansas City Chiefs have improved their offensive line. That's the reason that, you know, they just couldn't compete in the Super Bowl. The Bucks got after him, and Patrick Mahomes, God bless him, he's great, but he can't do it by himself. So that's going to be interesting. The 49ers have reloaded. They were a Super Bowl team that was decimated by injuries. the next year, and they think that they're going to be pretty good. They've got a quarterback competition going on, which is kind of out of the realm of what most Super Bowl or, you know, pre-post Super Bowl teams happen. And you know, I still think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be their starter early on. The Bills, can they? Okay, so they made a great jump last year. Awesome jump. They are a very, very, very good team. But what have they won?
Yeah.
So are they going to, you know, make the next step or take the next step and win the conference? Can they be in the Super Bowl? Can they return to the Super Bowl after, you know, what is it, 30 years now? So
yeah,
close to 30 years.
I think that's a real – I was going to ask you this too, Armando. I think there's always the question about when you get to this point and you go from – you know, I thought they'd be good last year. We all thought they'd be good. We thought they'd make the playoffs. We figured they could, they would win the division. But I didn't see coming what they did, right? So it's always how challenging is that next step? You look at Kansas City, right? We were talking about them earlier. Mahomes comes out, blows the league away. They get to the AFC Championship game, almost beat Brady, lose in overtime. And the next step is they win the Super Bowl the next year. You could go, okay, sure, that makes sense. They were that good. Then they went and won the Super Bowl. But that doesn't always happen, right? Like Baltimore 2 years ago with Lamar Jackson, MVP, one seed. They were still good last year, but they didn't take the – well, they got a playoff win, but they didn't take a big next step. I do believe that's the big story about the Bills. How challenging is it to do the, quote, next step? The next step here is you've got to get out of the AFC and make it to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, and I would say to you that when a quarterback basically just explodes onto the scene, and I know that Josh Allen was 3 years in coming, right? So last year it wasn't like a total shock that he was very good, but the guy was beyond very good.
Right.
He was, like, amazing. Defensive coordinators just don't sit around, you know, in the off season and hang out with their families and be by the pool with the swim noodles. They work, and they work to find guys' flaws, weaknesses. They work to make the guy that is really outstanding less so. That has happened with Lamar Jackson. It has happened with Mahomes to a certain degree. I mean, he's not been throwing 55 touchdown passes again after he did it his second season. So my guess is that there's defensive coordinators who know that they were on the Bills' schedule this year have been working to see what they can do to stop Josh Allen. Not maybe stop him, but certainly, you know, kind of detour him from just rolling past them like a steamroller.
Armando, enjoy the football season, and thank you very much for coming on with us this morning.
It was always my pleasure. And
Childish.
Childish is awesome.
Yes.
And yelling.
See? It's much more fun. Childish, yelling, screaming. Who wants to be grown up? It's boring.
See ya.
Thanks, Armando.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.